All right, so let's x out of. All right, so let's x out of this now. Okay, Windows 7. Speaking of that, why am I running that of all operating systems? These drivers are actually built for Windows XP 32 and 64-bit edition. And Windows 7 has a backwards compatibility driver interface for using Windows XP drivers still. What sucks is starting in Windows 8, that interface has been removed, so Windows 7 is the newest thing we can run. And if you follow other tech YouTubers on the internet, they like to benchmark any specific piece of hardware with the rest of the system maxed out to say, hey, nothing else is the bottleneck, right? Well, I wanted to shove the absolute fastest stuff I can grab, well, not really, I just whatever I had laying around, and see how far I could push the Voodoo 5 if nothing else could get in this way. Mind you, this card was released back in the early gigahertz race when computers were still 1 gigahertz, and we're not even counting the IPC changes or anything like that. And back then, dual-core computers didn't even exist yet. Windows 98, for instance, can't even use more than one CPU core. So 12 cores, 24 threads of modern Ryzen awesomeness, massive gigs of RAM that just did not exist in that thing's era, just immense amount of compute and just an immense amount of compute resources. And like I said, with Windows 98, you can only have one core. So that meant the operating system, all your peripherals, the desktop, any background services, everything, and your games had to share that same core. Versus nowadays, even if I'm running single-threaded applications, Windows can live on, you know, 8 different cores while the game and the GPU is living on another one isolated by itself with nothing else interfering with it. So that means that raw compute, that we're just shoving numbers at this card as fast as humanly possible. But does that really net to any sort of, like, performance boost? Sadly, in preliminary testing, it doesn't look like it, because I did a quick race between this GPU and my other Voodoo 5 on a Windows 98 rig, and the other one actually came out ahead ever so slightly faster. So with this rig, even though we have tons of compute, there's also other limiting factors. Such as the conversion to get it to the AGP interface, as well as wonkiness with the versions of the drivers that are in use. I don't have a choice in what drivers I can use, really, versus the other one has highly, highly optimized drivers. Either way, though, still kind of interesting that, you know, we're getting very, very similar results between the two systems. And really, on that other system, the CPU is way, way over-specced for the Voodoo card anyway, because it is about, I don't even know what CPU has the specs of that one. Yeah, you are recording. All right, let's take another break, because I see the